Black and Teddy, very small.
Well, I want to go through this a little bit with you because it's another piece of tangible evidence of what's going on that's working. Employers added 266,000 jobs in November. This news just breaking. Unemployment now at a better than 50-year low of 3.5%, 3.5%. Another strong signal that the U.S. economy is not concerned with a global slowdown. Wages are also up year over year, 3.1%, and at a better pace than it was last month. Here's what's really startling. Payrolls for October and September also revised up. Economists had been saying about 185,000 jobs would be added, 266,000 the actual. That's 50% better than they thought. 50% better than they thought they were going to do. Hiring strong in healthcare, restaurants, transportation, and manufacturing, adding 54,000 jobs. Pretty impressive numbers, wouldn't you say? Federal Reserve has been cutting interest rates several times this year on worries that weakness in trade, business, investment, and manufacturing could derail the economic growth by triggering cutbacks in spending and hiring, but it's not happening. The gross domestic product, a broad measure of course, goods and services across the economy, increased at a 2.1% annual rate in the third quarter, down from 2.9% in 2018 as a whole. Meanwhile, some U.S. manufacturing has cooled. Some believe that's a reflection of the trade war and uncertainty and global manufacturing slowdown. Overall, the economy continues to grow. Many employers report steady or growing demand for workers. Again, you look around Michigan. More jobs today than there are people to fill those positions. And I'm not talking about just entry-level jobs. I'm talking about some good-paying, long-term, career-type jobs. From entry level to something much more significant. You know, historically low unemployment has not always translated into accelerated wage growth, but this time it is working. Average hourly earnings increased 7 cents to $28.29. That's the average hourly earning now. That's up 3.1% from a year ago. It peaked in February at 3.4%, but let's be honest, wages are growing for the first time in a couple of decades. Wages are coming up. Unemployment is going down. America's resisting the global slowdown and the cooling, and we continue to chug along, and people are working. The share of Americans working and seeking work eased a bit last month. Labor force participation down just a skosh to 63.2% after reaching a high of several years in October. And maybe this larger pool of available workers could outfill employers' demands for workers at a time of low unemployment. And so there you go. Things are looking good. And a lot of that from the Wall Street Journal, that just breaking. Again, if you just joined us, 3.5% the unemployment rate now. With numbers just being released by the Department of Labor, that there were 266,000 jobs added in November. Jobs continue to pile up. Opportunities continue to pile up. American dreams continue to pile up and grow. And all of this with the backdrop of less people on food stamps, less people on government assistance, less people needing a handout, more people earning their way, more people pursuing that rugged individualism that is America. And I say impeach this. Good luck to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Impeach this. This endless process. This endless witch hunt. This nonsense. All right. This story is just weird to me. I wanted to cover it. Armed robbers hijacking a UPS truck after a robbery in Coral Gables, Florida. Led police on a chase up Interstate 75, ending last night in a dramatic and deadly shootout on a busy street in Miramar, Florida. The FBI acknowledging that four people were killed, the two robbers, a UPS driver who was taken hostage, and a bystander who was inside an idle car at the scene. The Miami Herald captured a picture showing someone dead behind the wheel of a dark-colored sedan, its windows covered up by the authorities. In one bystander video that surfaced last night, the sedan appeared to have just turned right at the intersection, just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Innocent victim. Not sure if that person was killed by police or the hijackers. Nobody's sure. Inappropriate to discuss at this time. Bizarre, though. What was on that UPS truck that needed to be hijacked? What was in there that was so worth a shootout and a chase from Coral Gables to Miramar and a firefight broadcast live by TV news helicopters at the peak of rush hour, even? It's, I don't know. It's a made-for-TV moment, I suppose. Anyhow, that happened yesterday, and now you're aware of it, and you've been brought up to speed on it. Again, I want you to make sure you have a good Christmas, so go to stevegruber.com, click on that Wolverine button, and get involved with the giveaway. Wolverine Waters Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. Go click on Wolverine. It's a $7,500 prize package. You'll understand when you get there. And when you retire, will you be prepared when you get there? Well, Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hall hope so, and they're inviting you to sit down with them and find out more. Go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. You can find out more with Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hall. They can tell you how to convert the investments you've made into a steady stream of income for your retirement, and keep you calm and keep you steady and keep you going forward. Again, MyLifePlanFinancial.com, the place to be. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.